I believe that every thoughtful no gets me closer to saying yes.
I believe in friends who can make you laugh so hard you cry.
I believe in ghosts.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. No one wants to be scared to death, at least not literally. No one yearns for those dreaded moments when the telephone rings in the middle of the night with bad news. We barely escape a near-fatal car accident or a loved one survives horrifyingly high-risk surgery. Yet for all sorts of mysterious reasons, some of us are actually drawn toward more benign forms of fright. Some of us even seek opportunities to put a bit of scare in our lives. And that's just what we hear from Tracy Minkin.
I miss Halloween. Not because the candy is finally gone or the gray clutch of November has set in. I miss Halloween because it's the one night of the year I get permission to do something I deeply love, scaring people. You see, I believe in being scared. Not a deathly scare, like when a kid doesn't come home or the doctor calls. A good scare that bursts across your consciousness, scours your synapses, and clarifies everything once it's passed. It's exhilarating. And while it might feel life-threatening, I maintain a good scare is actually life-affirming. It's good for you. Like many kids leading humdrum suburban lives, I sought out the scary. In elementary school, I read Bradbury, Poe, and Stoker. In middle school, I stayed up late on Saturday nights to watch horror movies. Wanting a snack, I'd creep down the hall, telling myself that whatever attacked the girl in the movie must be waiting for me in my own dark kitchen, where I'd lunge for the refrigerator to fill the clammy night air with its saving blast of cold white light. My love of scares stayed with me into adulthood, but it was a weird, one-of-a-kind mask that created a new passion, scaring others to pay back the favor. Made of paper mache, the mask covered half my face with a dome-like pink forehead and large flared ears. I looked like Dopey the Dwarf if he'd escaped from the insane asylum. Wearing my mask and wrapped in a black overcoat, I'd spend Halloween night rocking on my front porch, never saying a word. It never failed. That sassy bunch of teen girls stomping toward my porch and then stopping cold at the sight of me. Imagine me lifting my finger to point at them, then jumping up from my chair. They'd shriek and flee, running clear out of sight. Am I a sadist to love this? I don't think so. Because now imagine them racing a block, then slowing, out of breath, now laughing in relief, checking over their shoulders in case I'd followed, checking the house ahead for menacing shadows. That's the beauty of the scare. No matter what the landscape of those girls' lives, it had been knocked down for a crazy, thrilling moment. It binds us all. We survive and breathe, and for a moment, hear only the slowing beat of our pounding human hearts.
Tracy Minkin is a freelance writer based in Providence whose work appears online and in national magazines. She's an editor-at-large for GoLocalProv.com. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.